Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This shir should be a special sus for kol ha'olam kulo, that there should be refuos and yeshuos, and we should have a hatzala from this magefa. And particularly I'll mention a few names of people who are unfortunately sick with the virus. Chaim Meir ben Frieda Rivka, Chaim Dov ben Kreindl, Chana Liba bas Rivka, Chaim Yitzchak ben Freda Fegaveya, Relez Yehuda ben Chaya, Esther Rosa bas Sarah Mindel, Avram ben Malka, Avram Eliza ben Toiba, Avram Arna Levi ben Rasha, Moshe Mordechai Safra ben Frim Rochel, Moshe Eliezer ben Esther Tzipora, Moshe Yosef ben Rus, Moshe ben Sion ben Rochel Yehudis, Mordechai Elimelech ben Dvora, Michal ben Dina, Mordechai David ben Leah Pesia, Noach ben Chayaliba. They should all have a refuah shlema b'soch sha'ar chole Yisrael. We're going to be discussing the inyan of eating at a time on Yom Kippur, at a time of a plague. In the Sefer Modim Uzmanim, in the second Chelek in Simen Kofmem, he brings the Maisa that happened in Vilna. There was the Magevas HaCholeri, Cholira, and this terrible magefa, many died, and the doctor said that it's dangerous to fast. And Hagoyin Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, is known for being a Baal Musar, but Yisrael Salanter in learning was a Goyin Oila. It can't be Mizalzim, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter's Talmudic expertise. So he said that you have to eat. None of the sick people have to eat, which is Pashit. But even the healthy people have to eat. Why do the healthy people have to eat? Because he was concerned that if the healthy people are fasting, some of the sick people are going to grab onto the frumkeit and they're also going to fast. So he didn't want that. He said everybody has to eat, and this way you'll prevent a sakana. The Beis Din in Vilna, which was headed by a Gaon Rabbi Tzal HaKohen, protested vehemently against this psak, and they were mefarsim as an azhara. They publicized a warning that healthy people should not eat, rather only cases of pikuach nefesh. So what's the yisod hamachlokes? So Rabbi Aryeh Lorenz says as follows, very chashiv tamed chachan bnei brak, that the ikra hora of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter that even healthy people should eat because of the chashash that the sick people are going to choose to fast. We find similar psak in the Maril Diskin, in the Chuvis in Simen Hay, in Kuntris Achron, Osla Medalit, and Osa Samach. He brings Tos in Sanhedrin that it's mutter, lachrosh b'shviyis mishum pikuach nefesh. Shelo yehe momon aniyim, laniyim, shelo yehe laniyim momon lefra masa melech v'yamutsu b'tfisa. That they were matir to plow on shviyas out pikuach nefesh, so that the aniyim should have money to pay the tax. Otherwise, they're not going to pay the tax. They're going to get put in jail. They're going to die. Explains the Ma'aril that the heter is even for the ashirim, for the kesuf of the aniyim, so that the ashirim are also permitted, so that the aniyim aren't embarrassed. Oh, it's just us because we're aniyim. So in the Mela, they were matir, he was matir, says the Maral Diskim, everybody was matir, even the Ashirim were allowed to do the plowing. Because otherwise, the Aniyim are going to be embarrassed, and then they're not going to want to do the plowing, and then they're going to endanger themselves. And the Beis Din of Vilna weren't masking to this heter of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, that the Briim should eat. Even though Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, again, we have the Maral Diskin, who said a similar psak, so it's two great achronim, the 1800s, who both say that if we allow rich people to do something, even so that the poor people aren't endangered. We allow healthy people to eat so that the sick people aren't endangered. But the Beis Din of Vilna, there wasn't maskim. Maybe they don't hold it this chiddush of the Ma'aril. They hold that who's allowed to plow on shviyas? Only the aniyim, not the ashirim. And therefore, who's allowed to eat on Yom Kippur at a time of a magefa. The only people allowed to eat on Yom Kippur at the time of the magefa are the sick people and not the healthy people. Also, the Beis Din maybe thought that they'll tell people, listen, they'll be very specific, and they'll say, if you're sick, make sure that you eat. And if you're not, then don't. And they weren't concerned that people would go overboard and fast, even if they were sick. They'd be very clear about it. And either might be a guy who insists nevertheless he's going to fast. That's not their problem. And if he does it, then it's not the responsibility of the Beis Din. The Beis Din did what they were supposed to do. They made things clear. So they don't have to. They do what they have to do. They don't have to do any more. So it's to be matir, people to eat, healthy people to eat on Yom Kippur. They thought that was going too far. The way around it, you're worried about people dying. Okay, so be very clear. Sick people eat, healthy people don't eat. Another suggestion. Stechemed Marechas Yom HaKippurim Simen Gimel Oz Dalet brings the Sefer Yishrei Lev that there was a Magefa in Yerushalayim in the year Tav Reish Chav Vav. There was a Magefa of Cholera. Choleria. There was this terrible plague. And nevertheless, everybody fasted on Yom Kippur. And nobody died. And it was a miracle. It was like, wow. This is Tav Reish Chav Vav. This is 1866. We have to understand what's going on over here. Why? It's Pikuach Nefesh. Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Kol HaTorah Kula. So you're not allowed to be Machmir. And from the fact that it says, Shaya Dover L'Nes, so it must be sakana. So in the natural order of things, it was dangerous what they were doing. So what's going on over here? Why did they fast even though it was dangerous? How are they machmer on themselves? Oneg Yontif and Simon Mem Aleph writes that somebody who eats matzah when he was in danger and then afterwards he was healed, he has to fast again. And what he ate bizman shehayah misukan, what he ate when he was in a state of danger, isn't considered a mitzvah. You eat matzah when you're not allowed to eat matzah because you're in danger, that's not called eating matzah. You have to eat again. Like Rashi writes in Yavam Samach Dalet Amid Beis, Hamol b'Shabbos, Makom Shahava Sakana. If somebody's mal on Shabbos when it's a sakana, he's not allowed to be mal. It's a chilul Shabbos. Eat matzah when you're not supposed to eat matzah. It's not considered eating matzah. So what are they fasting for? B'makom that they're not supposed to be fasting. In the Sefer Shmirah Shabbos Kehilchasa in Perek Lamites, Os Dalet, says in the name of Shlomo Zalman that if there's only a little bit of chashas sakana, it's mutter to be machmir and to fast and to be somech on the rule of shomer mitzvah leyeda dovera. So apparently, maybe they felt that it wasn't a major sakana. If it wasn't a major sakana, why did they say v'hayel anes? Everyone thought it was such a big miracle. What's the big miracle if it wasn't such a sakana? Upon him, since it was only a chashash muat, based and felt that they're not going to be matir, the ashirim to eat, the briim to eat, the healthy people to eat, because we're concerned that some sick people are going to insist on fasting. And therefore, Bissel Salanter said that everybody should eat. The Beis Din felt, no. Because in the end, even if everybody fasts, it's not going to be such a sakana. So if it's not going to be such a sakana, so lo nara, nothing terrible is going to come out from it. Meikar Adin, of course, they're allowed to eat, the sick people during this mamagefa. But, that's not enough to be matir, the healthy people to eat. Chazon Ish writes in Simen Mem Ches, Os Vav, and Shuvas Fiksavim, Shish Dvarim Shem Ruchoikim, Mipikuach Nefesh, Vadavar Tolik Fimidus Habitachon, Vamachem Rein Mochem Biyado. So it's subjective. It's everybody according to a level of Bitachon. It's going to be a far away Pikuach Nefesh. A remote chance, and it's totally in a person's Bitachon, so a person in such a case can be Machmir. But the Inyan Ha'orala Rabim, you say it's Pikuach Nefesh. But as far as Yechidim, if they want to take it fast. If it's a remote chance that there's going to be a danger. So the Beis Din here paskin that the sick people are allowed to eat, but they're not going to be Mati or the Briyim because it's only a remote chance that something bad is going to happen even if the sick people fast. In the Sefer Tshuvas Uksavim there of the Chazon Ish and Oz Tes, there's a letter from the Chazon Ish. He writes, "B'chalal tzarich zehiras yisera behetu de pikuach nefesh yibanu lahafriz al amida yivtuchu kol hachanuyas b'shabes b'tainas hefsid meruba v'voli de pikuach nefesh machmas harav b'chalal im anidon lebitul ha-shabes ha-vachil ha-shem v'chil ha-shem yihar gva yavar gemzer tzarich shikol das." So he says, you want to talk about pikuach nefesh, so let all the stores be open, otherwise they're going to lose money. Money's pikuach nefesh, they need money to eat. Bechlal, if the nidon is to be mevatel Shabbos, so that's a chil Hashem. Chil Hashem is harag v'yavor, and that also needs shikol das. When to be mevatel Shabbos? When not to be mevatel Shabbos? But you can't go too far over here. Say, oh, hefsid meruba, all the stores are open on Shabbos because we're going to lose money. What is it? So maybe they felt it was a shtickle chil Hashem. That the Beis Din in Vilna felt a shtickle chil Hashem, that everybody should be eating on Yom Kippur. Rabbi Salanter felt not. The Chazon Ish writes, "Vegam zetzor shtickle adas." So each one had a different shtickle adas. Each one had a different decision. The Hargosha Rabbi Salanter is that there's no chil Hashem here. You have to make sure to save people's lives. And the Beis Din felt no more. The chil Hashem is going to come out of this. There in the Stechemet, he brings the Sefer Reishis Bikurim, Pagon Rebbe Tzala Koin Mivilna, who writes to tell the Doros Olam, Shetzama Bimakomo, Gimel Pam Bismana Magefel Oira Dover. Three times they fasted, nothing happened. And everybody has to fast in Yom Kippur, Bisman Magefel Zacholeria, Chasu Shalom Lahakel Bazeh. Can't be Mekel, you have to fast. And maybe that's why the Beis Din went against Rabbi Sol Salanter, because they held even the Cholim have to fast. So Mapitom that the healthy people should eat, so that the sick people eat, even the sick people have to fast. But to be Matir, Atke Dekach, to be Matir, the healthy people, to fast, to eat, so that the sick people eat, that's Mamish going too far. In theory, everybody should be fasting. Like we see in the Reishis Bikurim. Of Rabbi Tzala Koin Mivilna. Who is Rabbi Tzala Koin Mivilna? He was the head of the Beis Din that went against Rabbi Sol Salanter. See, he felt that everybody should be fasting. And Rabbi Sol Salanter said, no. Al pi harofim, it's a sakana. The fact that sometimes they got lucky, shomer mitzvah da davara. Okay. So those times Hashem protected him, but you're not guaranteed. Ain't somchan al anes that Hashem's going to help him every time. So So Memela, you have to be careful and fast and allow everybody to eat on Yom Kippur, Rabbi Yisrael Salanterfeld. You can't be samech on those times that people fasted during a magefa, nothing happened. In the Tshuvis of the Chasam Sofer and the Likutim in Chelek Vav and Simon Chav Gimel, he brings Shadas HaRofim Shagam Labriyam Asur Latzim B'Shas HaMageifa. Ki Yesh Lachu Shishim Yotzim Yecholei Shvaz Tidbekenu HaRo Mea Avir Shebi'ir Shemolei Choli. He says there are all this bacteria in the air, all this bad stuff is going to hurt people. So B'Shas HaMageifa, even the healthy people are not allowed to fast. Maybe that's where Yisrael Salanterfeld as well, not like the Moadim Zmanim brings. Mechsha Hashem Yatsumu Acholim, but rather Abrim Mitzad Atzmum Sakana Lehem Latzum. Vabezin Bevilna Naktu. No, there's no Sakana, like it says in the Rishis Bikurim. Yisrael Salanterfeld, everybody should be fasting. Everybody should be eating. And the Bezin of Vilna said, no, only the sick people. Okay, so here are some suggestions about how to understand this famous machlokas. And we should know no machla, no pegara, no magefas. And we should have brios hashlema and see the coming of the Mashiach, Meher v'yamein, Amen, Shalom, Shalom. Sweetest and most beloved friends.